The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, let's go.
Fox World Travel Show on the air, Saturday, July 25th. I'm Danny Clayton looking over there at Rose Gray, Fox World Travel. Hey, Rose.
Morning.
Morning. You guys were busy with these Alaska shows. Can we do a recap? I heard great things about them.
So what happened was, beginning of July, we have two basic itineraries that we do with our groups to Alaska. Now, one is including the Yukon, and the reason we love that one, you might say, wait, Yukon? If I know my geography, that would not be Alaska. But that's got gold rush history, very much gold rush history. So it also includes a four-night cruise. And not to be stereotypical, but can you imagine a couple coming in and the guy is you? Yep. And he said, I want to go to the last frontier and I want to see Alaska and I want to do the land and all of
this. In that voice.
Yes. Yeah. And the wife says, my friend Marjorie went on a really fun cruise to Alaska. Right. I want to do that. So this is a compromise of that. Okay. So
may I ask a question?
Yes.
When people first started doing the Alaska stuff, it primarily was cruises, right?
Yes.
And then they started to integrate the land, which is brilliant, I thought.
Yeah. Right. So Holland America, that's been around since 1878, was the first company up there. And so that is exactly what they did. So we have Colleen Alsberg, my partner in crime.
Your compadre.
Yeah. She has really vetted them and really explored all of the options. And so that's one group itinerary. And we've got five of those next year. And then another one is the one I like and do, which is six nights on the land. So you're doing the interior. Then you get down to Seward/Whittier and you get on the ship and you do seven nights on the inside passage.
So, and you kind of chill on the ship, right?
Yeah.
Because you've been going on the land, right?
And when you do this on an individual basis, and we can certainly help you with that as well, you can do it northbound or southbound. Colleen and I both agree that we kind of like to get the work out of the way, if you will.
Yeah.
The land portion of these is get up, let's go, 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then on the ship you have the time to relax. But you can do it the other way and actually save a little bit of money doing it that way. But in any event, so what we did is we took the time to do webinars for those people who were displaced for 2020.
That hearts were broken because we were going to go this year. So they got first shot of next year.
Yep.
Okay.
So we did the Yukons first, then we did the Denalis, as we call them, second. And then we did a round of open to the public.
Yep.
Now, these are people who have not even maybe thought about it, rearranged their travel wish list, just a number of things. And then we had great success with that. And we have one more now that we do each year. It's called the Onstage Alaska Show. And what that is we partner with Holland America and we let them pretty much give a description of their product, which is that I just described, as well as Alaska and the Yukon. And then we talk about the group trips that we have. And that's happening on August 5th.
Holland America since
1878.
What were they doing? Yeah. What kind of cruise did you take in 1878?
Back and forth between Europe and the United States. They were one of the first steamship companies out of Rotterdam in the Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
Yep, hence the name.
So it wasn't like a pleasure cruise. It was like getting over to the new land?
Exactly.
Okay,
it was getting people back and forth.
Yeah.
Yes, and so their ships are made. When they started putting ships up in Alaska, they're made for Alaska. They've got big teak promenades and beautiful viewing decks. And just they're smaller ships, and they're built for Alaska.
Okay. And the name is Holland America, but it's British American owned, right?
Yep.
And it's part of Carnival. So it's its own thing. It's its own niche.
Right.
Yeah.
Precisely.
And you like them.
We like them for Alaska. I mean, they do everything. They do med cruise. They have a beautiful new ship that I happen to have the pleasure of being on a couple of years ago when they launched it, which is the Koenigsdam.
That's a beast, isn't it?
No, but it's not big. Again,
oh, I thought it was
we're
huge.
The 3,000.
Okay.
Holland America's never going to go big.
Got it.
They're never going to be a mega cruise. There's a place for those. I have also been on Royal Caribbean's mega ships.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
6,000 passengers.
I mean, it's like aircraft carrier.
Yeah. It's like right. it's like a country. Right. It's like a floating country.
Right. Right.
So so we like all of them for different reasons. And when we talk about Alaska, certainly Princess, sister company, also owned by Carnival, does a great job. Celebrity does a fine job, but we really do like Holland America for our purposes, and we think you will find them delightful. Just, and you have an opportunity to do a virtual onstage Alaska event on August 5th.
Do it. Just got a text. My family came to America in 1957 on the Rotterdam.
Well, there you go. There you go. So I don't make this stuff up, Danny.
Nope. There's excellent use of the Accunate Mortgage Talk and text line. You can do that too at 855-616-1620. Back in a bit at WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
917 at WTMJ, 80 degrees. WTMJ forecast. It's a cooker. Sunny to partly cloudy, warm, humid today. 88 for the high. Heat index between 90 and 95. Partly cloudy, humid tonight down to 73. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, hot, humid, breezy. Storms are likely in the afternoon or evening with a high of 92 and a heat index between 100 and 105 degrees. We're sitting at 80 degrees at WTMJ. Are you going to be on the water at all today?
All day.
This weekend? Smart.
All day.
Smart.
Yep.
Smart.
Yep.
Pontoon?
That would be an inland lake in northern Wisconsin. I'm staying home this weekend, and I was on Lake Michigan all day yesterday.
Like on the beach?
Beach. Yeah. Well, the 2 feet of beach that used to be 202
right.
feet of beach. But we found a little spot, and I'm going to do it again today. Yay.
Nice. Do you have a cabana?
I have nothing. I don't have anybody to give me
no
grapes.
Cabana boy?
No.
All right. Well, maybe Lee could. Hey, Lee, let's go to Dousman and talk to him. Hey, Lee.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Just a quick question. Hey, I just have a quick question. If you have any indication when nonstop flights will resume Milwaukee to Cancun, Mexico?
I wish I did have an answer for you. We would normally have that information by now because typically, as you are aware, Fox would have the annual Apple vacation sale sometime in mid-July, and that's when those things would be rolled out. We have been in nonstop communication with ALG, which is Apple Leisure Group, which is the combination of Funjet Vacations and Apple Vacations that merged several years ago. They are very skeptical right now about sticking their neck out on these nonstop charters based on what's going on right now in the world. And so they are still doing planning and strategic forecasting to try to determine if there will in fact be nonstop charters out of Milwaukee in 2021. So I haven't got an answer. They don't have an answer. And it really is just a matter of the risk they're willing to take.
I see. And I have to assume then that also goes for non-charter flights, airline flights.
To some degree. Now, I will tell you, I have been looking at the Chicago market because we here certainly don't relish the idea of going out of O'Hare, but will if we have to. And we can usually get some nonstops to Mexico and the Caribbean on weekends using both United and American Saturday to Saturday and Sunday to Sunday. And so if you're looking for something else, that might be a little trickier. There may be a connection involved. And then, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Frontier Airlines has some nonstop service. And if you're willing to go out of Midway, you may be able to find some nonstop service on Southwest Airlines as well. Best way to just get all of those answers at one-stop shopping is to call 866-GO-FOX-GO and let somebody give you that answer. We're open from 10 to 4 today.
Very good. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that. Let's go to Racine. That's where Bernie is. Hey, Bernie.
Good morning. Hi, Rose.
Hi. I can hear birds in the background, Bernie.
I'm sitting out on my patio.
Oh.
Enjoying the nice weather.
Nice.
Anyway, I started the process of reserving the Rhine River cruise for October 9th through the 17th. We have paid all our funds. I've been in contact with your agents regarding is that cruise still going? And my latest yesterday was, yes, the cruise is still on. My concern is we applied to have our passports upgraded in May. And if we don't get our passports back in time, what happens to my cruise? I paid all the funds, and I've got a lot of money invested.
I'm sure you do. May I ask what cruise line it is?
Avalon.
Okay. So I know, first of all, I know our Avalon rep is listening because she's from Milwaukee, and that's Globus family of brands, and she listens every week. But I know this to be true. Right now, they're not in a position where they just want to cancel all the way through to the end of the year. But we are in a great big wait-and-see situation. The EU has to let us in first before we can even consider doing cruising and those kinds of things. So there's every possibility that your October sailing may not happen. As I've said all along throughout this entire situation, the best thing to do is let the cruise lines cancel, because you are in a better position when you are going to be getting refunds or future cruise credits. So stay tuned for that. Also, I will tell you this, they are relaxing their cancellation penalties tremendously. So if something doesn't happen by mid to end of August, I would start maybe pursuing this a little bit more. But right now, the best thing to do is sit on your patio, enjoy the birds, and wait for Avalon to let you know what's happening.
Okay. Do I have any options with the passport, being that this is the government that's stopping me? If I don't cancel and Avalon doesn't cancel and I don't get my passport back, do I have any way of getting any of my funds back?
There's every possibility that your travel insurance will cover that. And at this point in time,
asked that question of one of your agents, and they came back and said, no, the travel insurance does not cover that.
Well, there you go. That may be one of the things. But here's the thing. Right now, the passport offices are opening in phases. And five of them last week, or the week before actually, opened up and got more staffers on board. So they're bringing them back. And I know that October isn't that far away, but it is happening. So we may have some progress there. And then I would just stay tuned to find out what's going on with the cruise. I promise you, Avalon's going to be very willing to work with you if this does in fact happen.
Okay. Fox World Travel Show continues. We've got Rose till 10 o'clock. Get in now. And the Accunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. We'll be back on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is here, and she's in a happy place because she listened to Bob Uecker last night.
Didn't it just make everything right?
I
was just looking so very forward. The outcome could have been better. That would have been lovely. But just listening to Uecker last night, it put things in place. It made things a little better. It did. The outcome wasn't good, but
let's head to Silver Springs, Florida. That's where Hugh is. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Milwaukee, and enjoy the Florida weather.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the year, early next year, I plan on doing some flying. Now, I know at one point your driver's license was not going to get you on an airplane, but they canceled the deal where you had to get some new IDs. Is that still valid? And when do you think I'll need a new ID, and how would I go about getting it?
Yep. So it's real ID that he was talking about, and that was supposed to happen October 2020. It's now going to happen October 2021. Real ID is just a much more universal form of ID that the government has decided that instead of having all these states with various forms of ID, we were all going to collectively have to have real ID to fly. And you can bring a number of things. You can go to the website and you can find it out. But the best thing to do is bring your passport. Now, we want to clarify something, because we have a lot of folks who have the misguided notion that a real ID is going to replace a passport. That is absolutely incorrect. That is a U.S. thing, and it's just for domestic travel. But you will be required to have that, but they've moved it up a year, October of
2021. Okay, let's go to Port Washington. Hey, Lois.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I am interested in doing a Disney cruise for our family of 15 in the summer of 2022. We need a total of 4 rooms, and 3 of them have to have for capability of 4 or 5 people. So it's not a typical room by no means. So what kind of rooms do I ask for? And when do you think I should be booking this here for 20? It'll be the summer of 2022.
Yeah, so I think it's okay to start planning that now. I truly, truly, truly do. We have a couple of experts, and if they are a Walt Disney World expert, that means they are also a Disney cruise expert as well. That's part of their training. So if you go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, under vacations, you will find a travel agent. And then if you put in interests, you have option to do Disney vacations, and our Disney Dream Team will pop up. You can read their bios. You can find out who might be somebody that you'd want to work with. But our Disney Dream Team is going to be your best option. And here's the thing. They will, I could just randomly tell you what kind of cabins to get, but this is what they know about those Disney ships, how to get the most bang for your buck and make your family the most comfortable. They will price out the suites versus a number of different cabins. Sometimes families do a balcony cabin with an inside cabin across the hallway from them. Sometimes by doing that, you get a good value. Sometimes you're better off, as I said, booking a suite, which sounds elaborate and luxurious and over the top, but that may be the thing that will actually save you some money as well. And perks sometimes go along with suites. So that's the best way to figure that out.
She said 15 people?
Yeah. Yep.
And a lot of moving pieces. I mean, seriously, that's what Fox World Travel does. They've got that Disney Dream Team. Put them to work and have it. Because you know what? You want to plan this. You don't want to go crazy planning.
Right.
Yeah.
I completely agree. And another way to look is if you see vacations, there is the Disney Vacations team does come up on there as well. And they tell you everything you need to know about COVID and when the ships are going to start sailing and everything.
Nice. So. Meet you on the other side of the news. Join us 855-616-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, Fox World Travel is here. Their website is excellent. Remember, they do business travel. They do vacation travel. We're doing the vacation side on the with Rose. But again, foxworldtravel.com. Click that vacation tab. Our number, get a hold of Rose. The Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. I love this. This is kind of a travel question.
It is.
Driving to Door County in September, usually stop at Judy's in Oostburg for breakfast. Are they open for dine-in seating?
They are for breakfast and lunch. Now dinner, just breakfast and lunch.
Okay. Another text question. What do you know about Windstar Cruises to Alaska?
Windstar Cruises to Alaska is an amazingly cool way to see them. They have a couple of ships different than what probably we're used to. They have masked ships. I'm saying masked. I'm not mask that you wear.
No, sure.
Yeah. So
they're wind powered.
Yeah, they are just.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. So they're just amazing. The Splendors is it's Seward to Vancouver. They do the Kenai Fjords National Park. You all know how passionate I am about that. That's a must-do when you're in the Seward area. I would live in Seward in the summer if that's what I was going to do. Hmm. They do Sitka. They do Tracy Arm Fjord. They do Haines, that little tiny town that Holland America is no longer using as one of their arrival ports. Misty Fjords, Ketchikan. It's a fabulous, wonderful itinerary, and Windstar Cruises is sensational.
High-end.
Very small. High-end.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And what happens if it's not windy?
Yeah, they probably have a plan.
They got motors.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, when I first saw Windstar, I thought Windjammer. Is Windjammer still around?
They are not.
Okay.
That was a fun, crazy.
Because they're like catamarans, right?
And then they would, like, the people on board, there was only like 38 cabins or something. And the people on board would participate, and everybody had an opportunity to go up to the bridge, and the captain would let you steer. And sometimes if the captain decided to do something crazy, he would change the itinerary. Lots of toga parties. We won't get into that.
Rum running.
Yes.
Other things,
yes,
in the 80s. Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's maybe why they're out of business. Okay. All right. So let's see. Here's another one. We're heading to Martha's Vineyard in August. Any things we absolutely should do or visit? How about restaurants?
Okay. So when Danny let me know over the commercial break that we got this text in, I quickly text my Martha Vineyard expert, and this is what...
Yes, was her name Muffy?
Yes, it was Muffy. Yes. And he, actually, it's a man, said Lucky Hank's, for sure, is a restaurant that he obviously recommends. And Square Rigger Restaurant. Okay. Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I know about that.
Okay.
And, of course, Martha's Vineyard. Who can't love that? It's all things lighthouses and nautical and beautiful. And
have you spent much time there?
Zero.
Areas like that, like Vermont and Rhode Island, all that stuff.
And that's so sad, because I always think to myself, that's too much like Wisconsin. Why would I go there? And it's nothing like Wisconsin.
But it would be like Door County, would think, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of, sometimes when we do fall foliage cruise, we will do Kennebunkport, Maine, and that area. And I feel like that's going to be the vibe up there. Our Acadia National Park, and there's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things up there. But no, have I spent enough time in the United States in general? No. Am I going to rectify that one day? Yes.
Oh, well, today I learned Martha's Vineyard's actually an island.
Yes.
Oh.
You have to, like, there's a causeway, but you can take a ferry over. And,
okay. And that's where Chappaquiddick is.
Yes.
Okay. All right. There you go. That's how smart Rose is. Put her to work. Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line 855-616-1620. We'll be back on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
943, 80 degrees. WTMJ forecast, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, warm and humid, 88. I think this is baseball listening weather.
Not playing, listening.
Yeah. Brewers Cubs, 1205, right here on this radio station. Heat index today between 90 and 95. Partly cloudy tonight. Going to be humid. Overnight, 73. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, hot, humid, breezy. Storms likely in the afternoon or evening with a high of 92. Heat index between 100 and 105. And again, we're sitting at 80 degrees. 2020, a year unlike any other. Weird. Wrecked a lot of vacations. A lot of people had plans. A lot of people had deposits down, or they paid out, and then they've been dealing with refunds. And you've talked about this really since day one. And the travel and tour companies, the airlines, they were furloughed.
Yeah.
They were struggling. Yeah. They were figuring it out. What's the status now of refunds?
Yeah. So interestingly enough, on occasion, because I'm very transparent. My name is Rose Gray, G-R-A-Y. All of the emails at Fox World Travel, your first initial, your last name, at foxworldtravel.com.
They can find you.
You can find, yes. And I'm very transparent about that. On occasion, if somebody listens and they feel like I should be aware of something that's going on, they may include me in an email. And that has happened throughout this entire process and beyond, I imagine. And so I watched with interest this week. Actually, it's been 2 weeks that we got this email. As the escalation of this problem took place. And so here's what's going on. We deal with reputable companies at Fox World Travel. We vet them. We work through the process of making sure that we're not working with some little tiny no-name company that we're going to have to figure out a way to get you your money back when they're bankrupt. That's just not how we operate. So this particular big company furloughed 75% of their company in general, right? So We are now sending them, we along with all of our partners in the travel industry, thousands and thousands and thousands of cancellation / refunds.
And 25% of their staff
right.
is working.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
So we know that's going to be a problem to begin with. Then the question is, the issue is, they're human. They make mistakes. So this particular situation was a package, a bundle. It was accommodations, transfers, and airline tickets. And so it's through a big company, and we're waiting and waiting and trying to figure out what's going on. And for some reason, this client gets part of his money back. And we don't know why. And so we send it to it, the travel advisor goes to the manager on duty, who then elevates it to the director at Fox. Now we're going up the ladder there, and we have people to elevate this to, only to find out that our contact, who can wave magic wands and get things fixed, is now furloughed.
Mm.
So we've got to basically start over again. So we're telling the story a second time, and I'm watching all of us. Well, what if in effect happened is the first person who took the cancellation 112 days ago didn't fill out the paperwork correctly and didn't ask for the airline portion of it, only asked for the land portion of
okay.
it. So we have to start over again. And so nobody wants to hear that. And we're, again, escalating these things. And we have the wherewithal at Fox to do that because we have inside information. We know who we should talk to. And when they leave, they tell us who we should be talking to. But all this said, your patience is so appreciated. I can't thank you enough for those of you who've worked through this or are still in the process of working through this with us, because it's painful.
Grace is a gift.
Yes.
Unmerited favor. Yeah.
I couldn't have said it better.
Well, I looked that up.
It's just very difficult. And you know, again, it's hard for us not to take this personally, because we recommended this company. Our advisors only recommend who we tell them to recommend. And so we're all in this together. And somebody said, we're not all in the same boat. We're in the same storm. And we're all in the same storm.
Yeah, the we're all in this together thing, that was a good idea, but no, we're not. We're in the storm together, folks, and
yeah.
You know, hang on, because it's a... Hey, what industry has not been impacted?
Right.
I mean, seriously,
right.
Everybody.
And it's such a trickle-down effect, and nobody wants to hear excuses. We're not trying to make excuses. We're trying to give you an explanation of how this happened, why this happened, and... We're on your side. We're your advocate. And I can only imagine if you didn't have a company like Fox standing behind you, you'd be on your own. I don't know how you would continue to research this.
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah. Thank you on behalf of Fox and all of the travel advisors for your patience while we work through these refunds.
One of the reasons we're here is to provide great information, but Fox World Travel is there to go to bat for you. But listen, if you're going to invest in travel, go with a pro. And we've had, for several months, we've had different experts of different areas on. And if you're going to go to Germany, Fox has people in droves, right?
Right.
That you can, you know,
right.
And to Mexico, to Jamaica, to Alaska. That's what they're there for. You can start at foxworldtravel.com. We'll be back, get a bunch of text questions. Accurate Mortgage Talk and text line, 855-616-1620 WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:52, last segment. You can join us. Accurate Mortgage Talk and text line at 855-616-1620. A couple of text questions to clean up on. Rose, what would you bet on to recover first in 2021, Italy or Germany river cruises?
I think Italy. And I know that's
really
yep.
They got hit so hard.
They got hit so far and they rebounded so well. And Italy will always, always be one of the top destinations, Ireland, Italy, Iceland, that people still want to go to. Italy has just got this quality about it. I mean, because I think Milwaukee is German-based,
mm-hmm.
Dare I say that anymore?
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's a big German population
sure.
here. And that's how we started, sort of breweries and that kind of thing. I think there's less interest or allure about that. So I think Italy first. I really and truly do.
Okay. I read in John Goethe's book, if Germany would have won World War II, this would have been the new nation's capital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I don't know when the Civil War happens, the next Civil War, where the capital
when?
Will be.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Another text question. Would you fly now?
I would fly in a minute. I'm looking for an excuse to fly. I'm looking, I'm calling friends saying, hey, oh, you're in California. Never mind. Can't go to see you. Oh, hey.
Where can you go? I mean, how do you find out where you can go? Like, well, here's a text question. Could I just fly to Denver and chill?
You could. You absolutely could. What you need to do is you need to do some due diligence. You've got to look at their state's protocols, safety. Do you have to have a COVID test when you arrive and all those kinds of things? You know, Hawaii just extended the amount of time that you have to have a proven negative test and all those kinds of things. So you got to find that out. You buy an airline ticket right now, and most major carriers are letting you change it for no penalty. So let's say you pick Denver. And Colorado all of a sudden changes their protocol and says you absolutely cannot come, or if you come, you're quarantined and all that. And you say, whoa, I've got a non-refundable ticket for Denver. Yeah, they'll let you change that. So that's a good thing to do. But yeah, look for some place, Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, where you can just go and chill. You have to know what to expect when you get there. Are restaurants going to be open? Am I going to be required to wear a mask everywhere I go?
You could fly, somebody could fly in this weekend into Milwaukee, and they'd be able to be housed and fed no problem.
Right.
Right?
Precisely.
Yeah.
And of course, you got to look. Okay, so Milwaukee's got a mask mandate.
So
are you ready for
just
that?
Just bring masks.
Right.
I mean, you know what?
Right.
Yeah.
So don't be the one that says, I don't have a mask. I'm walking out of a Festival Foods yesterday, and I've got a mask on, and somebody says, hey, do you have to wear a mask? I say, yeah.
We went to a restaurant a Thursday night with some friends, and I forgot the mask, and I sulked. Suzanne has packed like a paper mask in our car, and I sulked because I didn't have my favorite mask.
Oh, you had to put the tacky paper mask
on. I did.
On.
I wanted my Ew. Custom one. Yeah. So that was the
yeah.
problem.
So yes, I'm just looking for an excuse to fly because I want to be that person who can talk to you about what it's like. Yes, I've interviewed every one of my friends and colleagues who has been on a flight within the last month to ask them what it's like. Yes, I can go online. I do every webinar every major carrier offers to see what their protocol are, but I haven't done it yet. So okay. I will.
But you want to get out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Have you seen that meme where there's, I don't know what it was, a maintenance worker, somebody's on top of the plane.
Yes.
And basically it says, how bad do you want to go somewhere?
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Orlando called refunds from airline. We kind of covered that. It's everybody's working through it based on the staff that they have.
Right. So if you booked it through an agency, like I just refunded all of the airline tickets that we purchased for our Alaska tour managers. I just did that and they came back within 6 days. If you are a consumer and you have to do it yourself, then you have to go on their website and do it. Another thing you can do is call them, and back in March and April, getting through to an airline was impossible. It's no longer impossible. You can get through to airlines really quickly now.
We mentioned a little bit ago that Fox World Travel does vacation travel, but they also do business travel. And you wanted to mention something.
I do. Yeah. So if you go to our business travel tab, you will see in quite bold letters, case studies and events. And this is where you will not only find case studies, as it says, but you will also find opportunities to do webinars. So if you are in a position where your company does quite a bit of business travel and you want to learn more, this is where you can find things out. You don't have to be a travel manager, or you don't have to be the supplier procurement person at your company to get on these things. In August, we're going to be doing your changing world policy and people, how you write corporate travel policies. I get on these because I find them fascinating. That's a whole nother side of the world that the travel world that I find very fascinating.
Well, and I would think with COVID, those policies will be rewritten.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So just something to keep in mind, we can do it all at Fox. We do it and we can do it and we want to help you.
Yep. been around since 1960, kind of getting the hang of it.
You know what? If it wouldn't be COVID, we'd be having a big old bash.
How about it? Okay, yeah. One last thing. A virtual Onstage Alaska event happens August 5th.
It does, and you can register online. You can also call 866-GO-FOX-GO if you just feel like you don't want to do it online. It's virtual. That means you jump on a webinar. You're in your own home. You're enjoying a cocktail while you're at the webinar, and all things are great.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rose. See you next week. Thanks.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.